We move on to item 13, which is questions on ward issues. And we have one ward issue this evening, and I call on Councillor Sexton to read her question, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Why did it take the police one day to support the council to move the unlawful caravans and owners from Shortland Common on the 16th of June? We allowed them one night driving around Shortland Common like a racetrack. The council and the police have a statutory duty to protect the land under Section 34, 1988 Road Traffic Act. Why was this not used to move them on sooner? It also states no vehicle may be driven on common land, and we allowed them to flout the law. Can I have assurances, please, that if I receive a call again, we will ensure we act sooner? The law is the law, and we must ensure all abide accordingly. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sexton. I call on the leader to respond. Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you for your question, Councillor Sexton. The encampment arrived on Sunday morning, the 16th of June. Police attended and during the course of the day conferred with the group head for neighbourhood services. In accordance with the agreed joint protocol, the police carried out an initial assessment. They concluded they did not have the grounds to issue a notice. They conclude they did not have the grounds to issue a notice to move the encampment under Section 61 of the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act 1994. The police reported the decision to council officers and agreed that a further visit would be carried out on the Monday morning. At the time of the assessment on the Sunday, there were no reports of crime, and it was therefore understandable why the police did not use powers under Section 61 at that point. The situation then changed overnight, with the reports from residents about damage to the common. The situation was reassessed by the police and council officers on Monday morning. By Monday morning, it was clear that first, damage was being done to the common, which is a site of special scientific interest. There was impact on flora and fauna, and there were concerns about the open gate and the risk of cattle escaping and causing a danger on the highway. Secondly, it was clear that further heavy rain was forecast, and there was every chance of the travellers becoming stuck in the mud and not being able to leave the site for some time, which would further risk negative impacts on the special scientific interest. As a result of these concerns, a second assessment was made by the police, who decided that a Section 61 notice would be issued. This was subsequently issued at 3 p.m. on the Monday, and the site was mostly clear by 5 p.m, although one vehicle broken down was finally moved at 8 p.m. As for the Road Traffic Act 1988, as Councillor Sexton correctly identifies, it is an offence to drive on common land. The joint protocol between police and Surrey councils has been agreed to deal with any unauthorised encampments in a proportionate way which will stand up to scrutiny. Driving vehicles on the common land was an aggravating factor which supported the police decision to use their Section 61 powers. Reporting the drivers for summons would have likely hindered the swift removal of the vehicles and would not have led to the seizure of the vehicles in any event. The appropriate legislation in these circumstances, notwithstanding any serious criminal offences being committed, was the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act 1994. In these circumstances, the police used their powers under Section 61, but the council was also preparing to issue notice of itself under Section 77, should this Section 61 not have been issued. We have always and will continue where possible to move unlawful encampments as quickly as possible. However, we are required to follow the relevant laws and proper process when carrying out the eviction. It is therefore not possible to assure councillors that any one of us will act soon, as circumstances for each unlawful encampment have to be assessed first. It is submitted that the Shortwood Common encampment was removed as per the protocol and in the shortest possible time. Thank you, Councillor Sexton. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Councillor Sexton, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much.